Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, I forgot we have Labor Day this weekend.
3-day weekend. Ooh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
So much sleeping.
Isn't it funny?
So much sleeping.
People are so excited for a big holiday weekend.
So you can
football,
sleep.
Football, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to do. It's great.
Tell you what, all the students are probably excited. They get a day off.
Yeah, heck yeah.
School year just started, but I'm sure it's getting a little tough already for teachers, students, even the parents. That's why we're going to do hashtag school problems.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you have yours handy, because we're going to do it in about 20 minutes. And I played a prank on my wife yesterday.
I know.
Thanks to my good friends, Bubble Guppies. She made a mistake, and I took full advantage of that mistake and turned her life upside down yesterday. We'll play that in about 30 minutes. We'll do the whole.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Alan Kelly saw the beginning of the prank.
Good. This is good, yo.
Yeah, I don't think you were in the room when I started it, Jenna, but it got pretty heavy.
It's a great one.
It's a good one.
Here.
Oh, you were in here?
I was just quiet yesterday.
Jenna can't hear. Her
yeah,
ears are broke.
I can't. I know. I haven't been. I only heard you guys half yesterday in my left ear.
Which ear is broken?
My right ear is ruptured, and I got a lot of fluid in the left. So
Jenna can't walk straight because her balance is all off because
my
of her
gosh,
ear.
Yeah, I've been feeling crummy and having to put headphones in all morning and listen to you guys.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
It's rough.
Maybe a little comedy will get you back on track.
Okay, sounds good.
Kanye West at the VMAs gave us some golden nuggets of audio.
I don't understand it, bro.
I know, Kanye. So yesterday I get an email from our production staff because they found some Kanye West clips that were turned into comedy.
Really?
Now, Kanye's speech was funny in itself.
Yeah. Not intentionally funny, but it was funny.
Yeah, it had moments. Yeah. It had lines.
But imagine if it was an intro to my new favorite show, Seinfeld. Check this out.
I still don't understand award shows. This arena tomorrow, it's going to be a completely different setup. Some concert, something like that. How could you explain that? It crosses my mind a little bit like when I go to a baseball game. After that night, the stage was gone. I don't understand it, bro!
Exactly right.
You put a laugh track to it and some music, and it seriously, I was thinking that to myself, too, when he started talking. I was like, this sounds like a stand-up routine, the way he's going about it.
Uh-huh.
So, Big Al.
Yes.
We thought, if we can do it for Kanye, we can do it for our boy, Big Al. Remember when you went and you spoke to the kids?
I was reading to
Don't
kids.
Blow your hose
all over
You're like talking to a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And Kanye's telling us to listen to the kids.
Yeah, and I was reading to the kids.
Yeah, we're telling the kids, listen to Big Al, kids.
There you go.
Let's do the same thing, but with Big Al, and see if this turns that hilariousness.
A typical day for me is I wake up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I will pull up a couple of websites on my computer and see what happened the night before because I have to be up on current events. Anybody heard of Jennifer Lopez? Yeah. Justin Bieber? Yeah. Artists create, rappers create songs. Everything that you hear on a rap record or hear a video, you don't need to do that. I don't want to see your butt. My mama don't want to see your butt. My sister don't want to see your butt. Nobody I know wants to see your butt. There's 3 things I want you to leave here. I want you to take with you.
Uh-oh.
Read. Respect. It'd be cool if I had known to start with an R.
Thanks.
Not as many laughs as Kanye got.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know. Never know what that third one was.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What was that R word?
Rhythmatic.
rhyming.
Did you really forget or that was a joke?
I think so. I think I forgot.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for some problems.
Yeah.
Today we're doing hashtag school problems because it's been enough. Enough time has gone by where all the easy days have worn off.
They'd be problems already, right?
Eh.
Who just started?
You know what, and I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not in school.
Sure.
But I have a school problem.
What? Well, if you drive by one, you could possibly have one, Jenna.
Well, I have a school problem.
Go ahead.
I went to the office supply store, the school supply store, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The one time a year, or maybe every 5 years now that I go, they were out. of all of my favorites. My unlined 5x8 index cards.
Wow.
My college rule notebook.
Oh, no.
My fine tip pencils that I wanted. Oh, pens. Man. Every particular item I wanted, they were out of. Cleared out.
Thanks, school.
Hashtag school.
Ugh.
Thanks, school. I want to try to homeschool my kids, but that sounds hard.
Why?
I don't know. Just because I want to see if I can do it.
Let the professionals. Oh,
when you're working?
Yeah, right.
Come home and then just do a little teaching.
Christine says, my son's teacher requires rectangular boxes of tissues. I got the square box. Now I got to go back to the store to get the right kind. Hashtag school problems.
Wow.
So particular.
Well, yeah, that's...
That was CD teacher right there.
What is it, a geometry teacher?
You got to follow directions.
Oh, I get... Okay, Sarah, I get you. Sarah says, I spent all summer collecting keychains for my daughter's backpack, and after 1 week of school, she hates all of them and is demanding new ones. Hashtag school problems. This is a thing in schools now. Emma Kelly's backpack is covered in these keychain and little animals hanging off the zipper pull.
That's the thing?
That's the thing.
That's,
you can't see the backpack for all the zippers and things hanging off of it.
All the flames.
I didn't even know. Wasn't a thing when I was in school.
What's Emma Kelly's favorite keychain?
Oh, I'd have to ask her. Probably the monkey.
The monkey
was devastated because she got in carpool the other day. She was pouting. I've lost my monkey. And the teacher actually emailed me because I guess Emma Kelly showed her that side and said, just let Emma Kelly know I found her monkey and it's waiting for her on her desk.
Oh, I would love to have seen how that went down in the classroom.
Yeah.
I got some beer keychains I can give to her.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, let's do Emma Kelly's book bag with just like adult
lewd ones.
I got some Dos Equis.
Yeah, from the Gentleman's Club.
Leftover bachelorette party favors.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Oh, my gosh. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's take a call here with Crystal. Crystal, welcome to School Problems. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, JC. I have a school problem. School has already become so tedious, and every night with the grading from middle school that I got up the other morning and graded and graded and then ran out the door and got to school, and I was so tired. I didn't even realize that until my third period student told me I was still wearing my house shoes.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Oh, man. I love it.
That's awesome. I bet you stayed behind the desk the rest of the day.
No, I never stay by the desk. I'm worse than a Vegas showgirl. I put on 7 shows a day.
I hear you.
What do you teach, Crystal?
I teach English in 8th grade.
Awesome.
You are a great teacher. I can
tell. Those 8th graders won't leave that alone, I bet.
No.
Yeah.
And, JC, I tried homeschooling for 3 days, and I'm a teacher, and I gave up.
Well, then never mind. I'll take that back.
She's a teacher.
Thank you, Crystal. Crystal has talked me out of homeschooling my kids.
Yeah, very wise decision, sir.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be the one homeschooling. You'd be stuck on Kinsey.
Well, first period would be Kinsey, and then I come home, and I enforce. I bring geometry and physics.
You teach Grand Theft Auto? What do you teach?
Right?
Madden 16 101.
FIFA. Legos.
You're going to teach Case an ESL?
ESL?
Yeah, I want to hear your 8 periods of the day. 2 recess.
ESL is fun, guys.
I'm sure.
I remember all of it, I think. Jenna, you have one from the Twitter?
Yeah, we have some great ones that you guys submitted probably on the way to school this morning. Hannah wrote us and said, still don't understand why we can't wear tank tops. Hashtag school problems. I went to a private school, so I had no choice. But I get it. The public school, girls, you know, it's hot.
Poor girl.
It's hot outside.
Dude,
you want to wear tank tops.
It is little temptation for the little hard-head boys like me as possible. I get it.
They have to suffer because you...
Yeah.
Can't control yourself?
Yes. Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Let's go with Alyssa. Alyssa, how you doing? What grade are you in?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. What grade are you in?
I'm in 8th grade.
8th grade. Oh, welcome to school problems. Go ahead.
What's going on?
I had volleyball and theater auditions yesterday and didn't get home till 6, so I didn't finish my homework till 11 o'clock.
Jeez.
How much homework do you have? 5 hours?
I do. I have a lot of homework.
Why are teachers... It's true, though. I had so much homework. Why?
We
so
need
much
to
homework.
Start...
I don't understand.
I don't either, because this guy I go to church with, his son, said his teacher decided this year they're not going to do homework.
Yeah.
They're trying this thing where the teacher does not give homework. They do it all in class. I'm like, that's a concept.
Alyssa, how happy would you be if your school decided to do that? No homework for anybody.
I'd be really happy.
See, you would do so much better in school, wouldn't you?
I get tests and papers and the big things you have to do, but in the books and
busy
reading
work.
Report.
Yeah. Yeah, but like worksheets.
Just all that homework.
5 hours?
Man.
No, especially when you got extracurricular stuff. Teachers need to reevaluate
that. I don't know how much. I never spent 5 hours with homework.
Right.
We couldn't have. You didn't do homework. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it like on the way to school the next morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had your buddy.
I was fortunate I went to school on the other side of town.
Hey, Roy, let me copy your homework real quick.
How'd you do that as you were driving yourself?
Driving, shaving, and doing homework.
Yeah, right.
Alyssa, changing the baby's diaper.
Good luck with volleyball in the theater, Alyssa.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I'm telling you, it's true, though, because when you go to work, except for us, we have homework because we got to continuously be working. But when you're at normal jobs, you usually go home and you put the work aside, right?
That's how school should be. I was like, I can't wait to have a job and then I don't have homework.
Right.
And this job.
A lot of jobs still have stuff to do after they leave.
Right.
Savannah says, can't tell if the lunch lady gave me pizza, fish sticks, or a hot dog. What is this?
Oh.
Hashtag school.
Ew.
That's funny.
Yuck. I actually used to love the free lunches.
Dude, it's food.
I loved the cafeteria smell.
The same as the stuff kids were paying for?
Was it? I don't know, because the kids that paid for it, their lunch looked way better than my lunch. They had pizza and stuff. No, because these kids had like Taco Bell burritos, and I had like the school made pizza.
I think sometimes it's free, and sometimes they bring in the
catering
the outside.
They have catering.
The fried chicken craft services for you.
Brett, you have one of those fancy parking spots at school, huh?
Well, the parking situation at our school is crazy. I was stuck in my parking spot for 30 minutes, hashtag school problem.
Ooh.
You got to back in, right, Al?
Yeah,
you got to back in,
Back in, it's easier to get out.
Yeah,
always.
You got to try to back it in, Brett.
Back in's tough. It is tough, but, you know, I think it's a black thing. Black people always like to back in.
You'll hit a couple cars when you start trying that, but just move to a different spot. I'm kidding. Don't hit and run, Brett.
You can back in everywhere except in our parking garage. Why is that illegal to back into our parking?
I don't know. I can't explain what these
Isn't
people
that the weirdest
doing.
Thing? Yeah.
They
I would
put
think
a
if you want to go through the effort, people should encourage that because you can get out quicker.
They put a sticker on your window. They've done it to me like several times.
They have a parking
Nazi.
Nazi.
The parking Nazi.
Yeah, go
that goes around and put stickers in your car if you back into your parking spot. Yeah. Why
it's
is
the same
that
amount of space.
Illegal?
Same we should unite together and all back in one day. All of us.
I don't understand it.
Brett, good luck with the rest of school year, man. Don't get stuck in the parking lot that much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Al, maybe you had this problem. Adam wrote us online and says, teacher says, Adam, you're up front. Hate being first in the alphabet. Hashtag school problems.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to like it when you graduate from high school, though. Trust me.
Yeah, and college. Yeah. Well, if your last name. So yeah.
Well, but then you got to sit there the rest of the time, too. There's just no winning with graduation.
Right.
Except you graduate. I hated when this happened. Carly, go ahead with your school problem. This is horrible.
I've got put in the group without any of my friends, and I don't get to see them, and I'm trying to make new friends, but it's getting hard. Hashtag school problem.
Have you tried talking to the principal about this?
No.
You should.
How do you try to make new friends? Are you introducing yourself?
Yeah, it's getting better, so.
Yeah.
How many weeks have you been back to school?
She's counting.
Three. Two?
Okay.
I'd say four.
That's okay. She's listening to herself on the radio now.
I see. Okay.
Right. That's okay.
All right, Carly.
That reminds me of my incident.
Good luck.
Have a good day today. Sixth grade, right? You're in sixth grade?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay.
She's listening on the radio and then responding.
Can I really briefly digress to my story of that?
Please.
When I was in second grade, I wanted to be in Sarah Beth Harrell's group. I didn't realize the teachers divided the groups up into reading levels or something, and I wanted to be in Sarah Beth Harrell's group.
What do you mean? Just within the
class? In her reading group. Yeah, they divided the class up into reading groups, and some kids read this level and that level. I just wanted to be in that group with Sarah Beth.
Because she was the best reader or something?
No, she's my friend.
She's a friend. Yeah, okay. I get it.
I don't want to bust Sarah.
Yeah, of course. Here we go.
Maybe with a little bit more ahead in the reading. I don't know.
Get Kelly over
so
here.
I pitched such a fit that she took away my gold star. If she takes away your gold star, you don't get the prize at the end of the week. I pitched such a bigger fit, she gave me my gold star back. Where do you think Emma Kelly gets it from?
Yeah, that's not this? A good lesson to teach children.
I know, but do you hear what Emma Kelly's
no,
doing?
Well, persistence.
She threw a fit about her backpack monkey, and the teacher called Kelly.
Wow.
Because she didn't want to deal with the wrath
right.
See, I think that's a good lesson for kids. Just You get what you want in
Hold
life.
No.
Don't give up.
You pitch a fit and you get your star taken away.
Star.
You pitch an even bigger fit
to get the star back.
Ridiculous.
That's not the good message.
That's a lesson I learned in second grade, people.
And she is the same to this day.
I see what you
Except
get.
For
you get it honest.
Kelly, when she had her own room, because Kelly was in a different room with a glass. So Kelly, we had a glass separating us. She pitched a fit for, 3 years? And still has not gotten that room back.
I can't now. I mean, we got this stupid TV show.
Someone
we have to
chewed
do.
Me up the other day and was like, Jenna, why are you in Kelly's studio? I'm like, I'm not. I'm in the same room as everyone else.
Why are you in my studio?
I see.
It's Kelly in the room.
Jenna off to the side.
I'm way over here. Yeah. We have a lot of separation.
Jenna's in the bad girl corner.
Yeah.
Oscar, what's going on, man? Welcome to School Problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a teacher English class, and the student thinks I'm a student. Hashtag school problem.
He's a teacher, and the kids think he's a student, too.
Okay. I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, keep those.
Wow.
Yeah, don't let the girls hit on you, man. That's going to be dangerous.
No, that is it feels weird because the first day of school, they came in, they walked in, and they looked at me funny. I was like, okay. And then they were asking where the teacher at. They were making fun of me that, we got a teacher set already. I was like, no, I'm the teacher. I'm a teacher, guys. They were like trying to act like I was a student and call me by my first name. I'm like, no, like, this is impossible. Like, I was about to go nuts, crazy. Like, I walked outside, like, I talked to the other teacher, one of my old teachers. I'm like, can you come and take care of these kids? Like, I'm about to lose myself.
All right, Oscar, thank you.
Wait, I can't. Is it?
Sometimes the phone connections are not that good.
Okay, I keep thinking people are pranking me because I can't hear very well.
No, his phone was
yeah. 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 Okay.
He was saying that he teaches English and that
he's so young.
He's so young looking that people think he's a student.
He did sound young too. He sounded very young.
That was the gist of that.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Let's go with Jayla. What's up, Jayla?
Jayla.
Good morning, Jayla.
You're a parent. You got a parent school problem, right?
I do. My 5-year-old refused to sign the code of conduct because he didn't want to be responsible for his own actions. School problem.
Oh, that's the future president.
Oh, that's smart.
He's smart. He wants a lawyer.
He knows he's a problem child.
That's great.
Jayla, is your son's name Donald by chance?
No, he's a redheaded Jackson.
There you go. There you go.
Attaboy.
That's hilarious.
I love that.
I can't sign this code of conduct.
Mother.
He was nervous about the trouble part, so he didn't know if he could sign it.
Aww. Mother, I'm not yet sure if I'm going to get in trouble, so I refuse to sign this. Thank you for sharing, Jayla. Good luck with that little 5-year-old man. That guy's going to be some problem. He won't sign it.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Hi, Molly.
I'm Gil.
Hi, Gil.
I'm Bobby.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
I can't hear you, JC.
So that's my kid's favorite show right now.
Okay.
What do they do? We miss the Bubble Guppy because that was post Emma Kelly's baby years.
At first, I was not a believer in the Bubble Guppies because they live underwater. However,
it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Okay.
Of course, it's a cartoon.
I don't know.
You could tell by the theme song.
No. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So they live underwater. They're supposed to be guppies, but they have, it's like they're half guppy, like almost like mermaids.
Oh.
And they have like human torsos.
They're fish-tailed preschoolers going to school in an underwater classroom, and they learn about topics such as science, math, and literacy.
Yeah.
Mm, there you go.
And so they teach, they teach kids. Like my kids actually do learn from watching this show, but there's trees down there, and they drive cars, and like, there's squirrels
underwater
and stuff.
You're saying it's not believable,
yeah,
Jason?
To an adult.
It's not accurate.
Because the other day, we were watching the squirrel episode, and the squirrel was down there
JC
climbing
has a
trees.
Problem with the premise.
And there's bubbles coming out of the squirrel, and I'm like, how is the squirrel breathing underwater? And why isn't he swimming? Why is
I'm
he climbing
totally
trees?
Don't you hate it when your cartoons don't make sense?
I don't like the song. You were driving me crazy singing it yesterday, but I'm very curious to know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny.
So this is my kid's favorite show. And
yours, it sounds like.
I do actually like it, Al. Love it. And So it was my daughter's birthday yesterday, and my wife hits me up, and she's super excited.
She turned two, right? Your daughter.
My wife, not two.
Right.
So she hits me up, and she's super excited. It was during the show, and she goes, oh, my goodness. The Bubble Guppies just called Chloe, and she's so excited. And I'm like, oh, that's great.
How'd you get a telephone underwater?
Right. How do they use stuff underwater? Electricity should not be underwater. Thank you, Al, for noticing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, how'd that happen? How'd you get that? And she sent me a link.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So I clicked on the link. And all it said was, call now. And it was a button. And it said Bubble Guppies. And then there was a button you push, and it said call now. And I'm like, okay, so I guess I got to click on this to see what this is all about. So I clicked call now, and it said, thank you. Bubble Guppies will call you shortly. I'm like, I didn't even give you my phone number. How are you going to call me shortly?
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out what this is. So I hit back, and I hit that button again. I'm like, why is this not working? And then my wife texts me, and she goes, OMG, the Bubble Guppies won't stop calling me. It's so annoying. And I'm like, oh, she sent me the link they sent her to call her phone.
So it's something you sign up for online so they call the kids.
Yeah, so she did the sign up.
And they call the kids and show them happy birthday.
Very cool.
And so I guess they sent her this thing, and so she clicked call, and then you call, and then Chloe talks to them. And I'm like, now I can just click on this all day long. So as we're doing Dish Nation yesterday, when I do have a chance, I would go over to my computer, and I would hit back, and I'd hit call again. And we'd do a Dish Nation segment, and I'd be done, and I'm like, okay, let's go back and do it again.
Meanwhile, Kenzie is calling you texting you.
No, she posted on Facebook.
And Kelly's over there just dying, because Kenzie's posting on Facebook, and Kelly could have
That's right.
I was enjoying it.
But the bit was too good.
You were reading her post. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so and it got to the point where
she posted on Facebook, like, oh my God, the Bubble Guppies won't stop calling me. I am turning off my phone. The Bubble Guppy calls are worse than my contractions during labor. She thought
there was some sort of bug with this.
Yeah.
And so every time I'd get a break throughout the day, because we stayed here pretty late yesterday, I would just have the Bubble Guppies call. She had like three voicemails from them.
And we finally told you to chill because we're like, she threatened to shut off her phone, right?
Right. So I said,
and we were like, you got to wait till you get home to record this.
So she shut off the phone for a while. So I got home and I let it breathe. I built my daughter's little kitchenette thing. And
your wife could be the first person to ever block the Bubble Guppy.
Right. And so after I finished building the kitchen for my daughter, I pull up my computer and I was sending some emails and I saw the Bubble Guppies thing. And I was like, oh, crap, I got to get this going again.
Yeah.
So this time I was at home and I'm standing right there like 10 feet away from my wife in the kitchen. I put my phone down, hit record, and I hit back and I hit call again. And,
oh, man.
And,
yes.
Bubble Guppies call right away, by the way.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit that call now.
If you had to guess, how many times do you think the Bubble Guppies called your wife?
Oh, she will tell you, Al.
Oh, all right.
She was keeping track. Yeah, so I hit call now, and this is where we pick up.
Who's calling? Is it my parents?
Bubble Guppies.
What?
Watch. It's the Bubble Guppies. Hello?
Your Nick Jr. Birthday Club message from the Bubble Guppies, or Chloe, is ready to play.
Chloe.
Okay, if you're ready. Put the birthday girl on the phone.
Ready, Chloe? Somebody's on the phone for you again.
Hi, Chloe. It's me, Molly. And me, Kim. It's Bubble Puppy, too.
Hi.
Guess what? It's time for your birthday. That's right, Gilly. Happy birthday. I love birthdays. Your birthday, you always turn a year older. And today...
Cool.
That's fantastic.
Happy
birthday from the whole class. Have a
swift
day. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Now, I wanted to play the whole message so you know how long it is. Because my wife sat through all these messages.
But clearly, Chloe seems just excited as she was the first time.
Every single time, Chloe was so excited.
Because
she loved it.
That's so cute.
So I might have been doing her a service, but my wife a disservice. So that... I got that one out of the way.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I'm sitting by the computer, and I'm like, I let Kenzie get to work again because she was cleaning up some stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah! Yeah!
How great was that?
They've called me 9 times.
What?
They've called me 9 times today.
Why?
They took a break from about 12 until now. It's 8 o'clock right now.
Oh, maybe because they wait for you to get home.
It's the most annoying thing in the whole wide world.
That's weird.
I don't understand why they do that.
I don't either.
Oh my god. It's done again. Hello?
What? It's same?
I am trying. I'm dying laughing inside. I am dying, Kelly.
And I love that she knows you so well. She's your wife. You've been together for like a decade, and she does not put together that you are doing this.
Inside, I am tears falling from my face.
Trying so hard to keep it together.
I'm trying so hard to keep it together, and I think I did okay for the first couple ones. And we're in the kitchen right now, by the way. She's trying to wash the dishes, keep hitting call now.
Is it safe? Is it safe?
Yes. Hang up now and call back at 1-844-Benny. Anytime before the end of the day. Hi, Molly. It's me, Molly. And me, Kimmel.
It's like Groundhog Day. Me
too. Yay!
That's annoying.
Bye, Bubble Guppies. Good night.
That's weird.
I'm busy. I'm trying to do the dishes and the Bubble Guppies keep calling me. No. So annoying.
Who's that?
Babe, who do you think it is?
That's so ridiculous.
Really? That's busy calling.
Why is this happening?
Is that you?
What?
Are you doing it?
How am I doing it?
From a computer or something.
How would I do it?
I don't know. Jose, if it's you, I'm going to be so mad. That's you.
Kinsey, I'm on Twitter.
Where's the computer? Where's
Twitter?
Where's your phone?
My phone's right here.
What's all this?
Uh-oh. Bust.
Nick Jr. birthday!
You accidentally sent me the link that said call now. What? So I've been calling you the Bubble Guppies all day.
Okay, like 12 times? That's so rude.
What was that?
Chloe.
Oh. Bubble Guppies.
That was so rude. Awesome. That was
That
was awesome.
I had so much fun.
But next year, you got to do... Now, Chloe's going to be expecting multiple birthday calls next year.
Oh, of course. From but somebody. I got you guys. You guys could...
From somebody.
Yeah. Hey, call me now again.
My wife. Hilarious.
Oh, man, that was so much fun.
That's good.
She thinks it was like 12 or 14 times, but that's not counting the times she had her phone turned off where I was hitting it.
I'm surprised you didn't cuss.
The children were there.
Yeah, there was some cursing.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, there was a couple curse words.
So funny.
Yeah, she tried not to, but
they're young enough, right? No.
No, they weren't in the room when she did, but we cut it out. Oh man, I had so much fun.
That's good. That's good, man. That's good.
She learned her lesson.
Good little practical joke.
Yeah.
Harmless.
Yeah.
Will she get you back?
No, she knows. She knows that I'll not to go at it.
You sure?
Yeah. What was that?
Al's computer again. Always Al.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
So Kelly Raspberry is going to do something really important next.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Kelly.
Or maybe not.
It's written down.
I don't know. I know it's written down.
We wrote it down as a second.
You said you're going to do it.
We're finally going to get her to do something?
She's going to... Important.
Maybe.
This is a big deal.
I don't know. I don't think I'm... No. I think I've decided no.
No, you can't do that. We'll find out if she'll do it next.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry.
What?
You finally reached out for help. We didn't come to you. You came to us.
But I've changed my mind.
Well, wait a minute.
No, you can't change your dang mind. The train is moving.
I can.
Didn't you say you'd reach rock bottom?
I don't know if it's necessarily rock bottom. But
why did you reach out yesterday?
Well, you know, I've developed a bit of an obsession with Candy Crush soda.
Mm.
And I know there's going to come a point when I have to quit cold turkey. And after playing a few too many games last night, I said, I need to quit.
Oh, you're full on engulfed
That's
with the Candy Crush.
But I've changed my mind.
You had to come to Jesus, though.
I did.
A moment of clarity.
I did.
You can't get weak.
What does this do for you, this music?
Actually, it does nothing for me because I always turn the sound off.
Oh.
I don't want people to know I'm playing. And when you have the sound turned up, people know you're playing.
Why the change of heart overnight?
Because it was just, I mean, my eyes were burning. My eyes were crossing. I literally played. I didn't have my daughter yesterday afternoon. I had a couple of appointments where I was sitting in the waiting room, then went home, and I couldn't stop playing.
This is true addict fashion, you know? It's like, this is my last time. Mm-hmm. And the next day, they're like, I'm going to quit tomorrow.
Because I just got to,
Here's what we can do for you.
I just need to get past that next level, you know? And then you get past the level, like, phew, I wonder what the next level does. And then you get hooked on that level. It's awful.
You just need to delete the app.
See? I thought I was ready to do it, but I've changed my mind. I don't want to do it.
Okay, what if we hand it to Al, and
no,
Al will hold down on that, and it'll start shaking, like saying, please don't delete me, Al.
It does.
It has to be my decision, because I could just add it back.
Exactly. We need to understand more, like, what is it inhibited you from doing in your daily life? You know, like, did you forget to pick your daughter up at school?
No, I haven't done that yet, but I do find myself ignoring her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just be honest. There are times when I should be engaged with her.
Uh-huh.
But and she's asking me questions. I'm like, what'd you say?
Game.
What'd you say? I have to get her. Mommy, are you playing Candy Crush?
See,
no, that's
Kelly.
Not good.
Once your kids recognize
we will do it for you. We will hold your hand.
But see, I don't think I don't know if I'm ready.
You're ready, Kelly. Jason, you got to be strong in moments like this.
She's right. She has to be. This has to be her decision.
And so many people
have
been
like, if you throw out someone's cigarettes, they're just going to go buy more if they're not ready.
People are so nice. They keep sending me lives. I never have to ever buy lives again.
Kelly, it's your fault
for sending lives
to Kelly Raspberry.
Kid Nation, some of you are being enablers.
All right.
We're in this together.
Down. Look, we're a family, and in families, there are enablers. And that's what we're doing here, Kid Nation. We need to stop sending her lives.
Oh, man. I've got, like, what's 94 times 5?
You have that many?
What's 94 times 5?
Too much.
500.
That's what that is.
Or a little less.
Yeah. I've got that many lives available to me right
Kelly,
now.
Kelly, put the game down.
It's like 460 lives.
I'm putting it down.
No,
I'm not playing.
Like
460. I was just
420.
Looking.
420? 420 lives?
No, 95 times 5.
Oh, come on.
Oh. 94? Add 475. The 5 that I have.
475.
475.
Oh, I thought it was 94.
95. It was
you said 92?
94.
But 94, okay.
95. Times 5.
Now make it 95 times 5 because I have the 5 at my disposal. Those are 94 times 5 extras.
Would it make you?
Thank you so much.
Jeez. Would it make you stronger? Would it make this whole process easier? If each of us
gave up something. Yes.
Okay, what would you like for me to give up?
I don't know. What are you addicted to?
Nothing.
Well, then you can't. Then what are you going to give up that's going to make a difference?
I'm addicted to the game of chance.
Oh, my gosh.
What if I give up?
Give up acting. How about that?
Okay, I'll give up acting because not many people are calling.
What if I give up Fritos?
Ooh. Oh,
that's not an
You will save Al with his diet?
You'll just eat Lay's, plain Lay's, and
how about
Cheetos.
Chips?
What
about
if I
chips?
Give up? Oh, Kelly, I don't know if I can do this.
Okay, how about this?
What if I give up the double cheeseburger?
No.
From Jake's?
I've got two places.
The bottle cap?
Yeah, I've got two places now.
How about this?
What if I just
how
give,
many
give
times
up?
A week do you eat that?
What if I just
twice?
Yeah. One's a breakfast burger with an egg on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really love that.
Because one's breakfast, one's dinner.
What if I give up? Oh, Kelly. What if I give up the burger? This is big.
The burgers in general?
Just,
all burgers?
Yeah, for 3 months?
See, okay, then I'll give up Candy Crush Soda for 3 months.
No, you
got to
give it up for life, Al.
Mm, I can't give up double cheeseburger.
That's a lot.
Life.
No, you can't do
see,
that.
You
can't
pick
ask him to do that.
What if he gave up drinking for 2 weeks?
Dude, today's the first day of football.
See there's always a reason, though.
See, here's Big Al Mac quitting drinking for 2 weeks.
Al, in my heart, I still love you.
You got to quit, Al. That would be so tough for Al to do, and if he does it, that shows he loves you, Kelly, and then you got to quit your Candy Crush.
See,
yeah,
I think that
he's not going to do it then.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that.
But I mean, I was wondering
that.
If any listeners have really had, like, this obsession take over their lives, like, to really sad, like a sad outcome.
And, you know, I
mean, is this really that bad?
I blame the iPhone,
addiction.
Too. I blame the iPhone because they make it tough for you to quit apps. Because when you hold them down and they start shaking, they give you the X. They're shaking like, don't, please don't.
Yeah,
yeah,
don't
makes
kill
you nervous,
me.
Right?
Yeah, don't kill me, please.
Negative.
They're like shaking for fear, with fear. That I blame the iPhone on that one. But Kelly, I will do it for you so you don't have to see your little app shaking in fear.
Give me a minute.
What if
I
give up working out?
You did that 8 years ago.
Maybe we all replace something with something healthy.
Jenna, what would you quit?
Candy.
Jenna is
your
pretty
mother?
Addicted. No.
You quit Candy.
Oh.
Candy Crush. So
she'll quit Candy.
All
and Jenna has
candy.
An awful addiction
for
to candy.
For how long?
Forever.
Forever? No.
No, you.
See, it's hard when you think about this. Sad to make me think I'll never be able to play again.
But candy's not like getting in the way of me doing stuff.
Yeah, it is getting in the way of me doing stuff.
That's the problem. I think
it is.
Deleting the app would help. I mean, people have Facebook addictions and then they have to kind of suspend their account for a while. Yeah. I think you might just need a digital cleanse.
In the last month, have you stayed up past 11 o'clock playing Candy Crush?
Oh, yeah.
Past midnight?
Probably.
Past 1 a.m.?
No.
Kelly, wake up at 3.
No, exactly. I'm just too tired.
See,
what
it's,
about
it's
for
affecting
every
your
hour?
Sleep.
What if you did something like, you know, you have some books you've been wanting to read?
Yeah.
You have to have a substitute for that time.
Yeah.
I think that would help. Something else that you could do just sitting there that's more productive.
There you go. What about people who are addicted to reading? What about them?
Well, that's reading. That's good for your brain.
Yeah, I think that's
people
good.
People can actually put the book down for me.
I can put it down. I put it down while I'm working.
Because you can fall asleep reading.
And actually, during like breaks, I sometimes play.
I've noticed that.
I know.
See, it's getting bad, you guys.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Kelly, you're just going to have to do it.
And
the day's
going to
come. Why not today?
Maybe just not today.
Why not today?
Why don't we let her play through the holiday
weekend?
So?
And then McKelly's going to be gone a lot. And I'm not dating anybody right now. I'm going to be alone a lot.
This holiday weekend. Enjoy it.
No, go out.
I'm with her. Let her burn it out this weekend.
No.
Let me burn it out this weekend.
And then after Labor Day.
You're enabling Jenna.
Give me till Tuesday.
No,
you don't tell a heroin addict, go do heroin for a weekend.
What do you think all those people on intervention do? They're so high before they go into rehab?
Yeah, let me binge.
No.
It's more dangerous if she quits for a long time and comes back.
You're enabling.
No, I'm not. I'm letting her have a few days.
Up. I don't have anything to do.
This is the perfect weekend for you to get out and notice that you don't need Candy Crush.
I don't have anybody to get out with. They all have Labor Day plans.
Call number 5. You can go out with Kelly this weekend.
No.
What about your friend with the boat?
Yeah, the boat. Go nay-nay on the boat.
I can't just invite myself on a boat. That costs them money to take the boat out.
So what? They got a boat.
Just call and say, hey, what are y'all doing this weekend?
All right. To get rid of an addiction, you must talk to another addict. Who will tell you?
Is it a Candy Crush addict?
Yeah, Philip.
Serious.
Welcome to the Tree of Trust here. What's going on?
Hey, Kelly. I heard you talking about it, and I'm going to tell you right now that it's very, very hard to quit. Yeah. I played Candy Crush all the way up until I made it to like level 350 something.
Good for
you. Wow. What are you on, Kelly?
On my Candy Crush. See, I had to quit Candy Crush, but then I realized there was Candy Crush.
You're in the 100s, though, right?
I'm on level 154 now.
So, Philip got to 300. Were you able to quit, Philip?
I was. It was very, very difficult, but I was able to do it.
Yes.
And I realized I finally had to quit when it was getting in the way of my personal life and my relationship, and my family was always griping at me, saying, hey, get off your phone. And
that's true.
You know, dude,
How long have you been Candy Crush sober?
Clean, yeah. How clean are you?
About 4 months.
Oh,
wow.
Congratulations, man.
What do you do when you're tempted to go back?
I honestly just found other games to play. I mean, Candy Crush is a great one, but I don't play it to the obsessive level like I did with Candy Crush.
Okay.
I downloaded the game Bejeweled, like the original Bejeweled, that Candy Crush.
Oh, Jenna does that on Fridays.
You went from smoking cigarettes to smoking ultralights.
Yeah, it's like giving up caffeinated coffee for decaf.
But he says he doesn't play as much. It's
as
not
much,
getting in the way of life.
Is your family like having you back?
Oh, they do. We've been doing a lot more fishing and hanging out with family, going to family
fishing.
Functions.
Oh, fishing, Kelly.
Come on.
No, you always talking about you love to fish.
Thank you for sharing your story, Philip. I'm glad you've been 4 months clean.
That was good. That was
hopefully
inspirational.
Kelly will make there one day.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we have a suggestion for you, Kelly.
A suggestion.
Kayla, you have a suggestion for the rest of the cast so that we quit something and then you can quit your soda crush.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kayla.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think JC should give up Madden.
Oh.
You take that back right now, Kayla, because we're going into a holiday weekend.
Yeah, but this is my concern.
I think Jenna should give up spray tanning.
Oh.
I haven't been in 2 months.
She'll be washed out on TV.
2 months.
Well, she's
and making... I think Big Al should give up karaoke.
Oh!
I agree with that one, Kayla.
This is fun, though.
I agree
but
that
Kelly's
one.
The one that has the problem. You know, I'm willing
Al has
to do
a problem.
It.
Al does
have
Al
a problem.
Has a problem.
I mean, I'm saying I'm willing to give up something if it bothered Kelly if it would help support her. But
great advice, Kayla. Thank you.
She's the one that was like, I need to quit.
Yeah.
Kelly.
But we recognize Al needs to quit.
Right.
Kelly, that's for the good of your customers.
I was just telling Cheddar, our producer here. Yesterday was Wednesday. Tuesday, on Tuesday, I'm thinking about what I'm going to sing on Friday or Thursday. 2 days,
like, you were, let's be honest, you were rehearsing yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Not yet, but
no, you, rehearsing. You were rehearsing.
You were. Yeah. You were.
That's gonna buy me a boat.
Yeah, because that's going to be my Friday song. Oh, my
chances of you giving up karaoke, Al.
Zero.
All right, so, sorry, Kayla.
That's why I bought a bar.
I have a feeling Al's more excited because it's football season that he has a bigger crowd.
Right, exactly. Yes. That's what it is. He has sellout crowds every night
I've got
now.
Football crowds that have never heard me sing.
All right, Kelly. Annie, did you play Candy Crush and you quit? And this is what you did?
No, but it just makes sense.
Okay, what
this
is it?
This is a suggestion. Okay, everybody can give up something that's supportive.
Yeah.
But Kelly actually has something that's interfering with her life. Do it like a diet. Have it in moderation.
Uh-huh.
So take maybe an hour of your day and just dedicate that to Candy Crush.
Okay.
Because if you go cold turkey, you're going to binge. And instead of crying in the pantry eating Nutella, you're going to be crying in your room playing Candy Crush, cool. And that's how people are going to find you.
And I wean myself off gradually.
I like that. Yeah, like that. Like a time.
You do an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You do an hour, and when your hour is up, I'm so sorry. The next day, you got to wait for your hour.
That's a great, great, great way to do
you
it.
You sound like
what if I divide the hour up, like 10 minutes here?
No, because then you're going to just need 1 hour, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you're like, I get my whole hour to play Candy Crush.
Is it possible to OD on Candy Crush?
Yeah, like, your eyes will go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should have her do, though. Like
what,
enter a national Candy Crush tournament.
Well, she's only like on level 100 and something.
Yeah, I'm
not and she's not there yet. She's not pro yet.
Yeah, but if she gets embarrassed because she doesn't win, then maybe she wouldn't want to play anymore.
It's not about winning. It's just about conquering that level.
Annie's got great advice.
That is an addict's way to reword winning.
Well, we have one that quit cold turkey.
See, that's the way I did last time, and it worked for me.
It worked for you. No, it didn't. You're back playing.
No, she's good with cold turkey.
Now I'm on Candy Crush Soda. It's different.
Oh, no, it's
not. Angela, you quit cold turkey?
Yes, I quit playing Farmville. I was so addicted. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And I totally quit cold turkey. I deleted it, and it crushed me. But after like a week, I was like, oh, my God, I have so much more free time. It was great.
And how many months clean
that's
are you now?
I felt the last time I gave up Candy Crush.
Actually, I did this like right before I had my daughter, so probably like 6 years now.
6 years.
Farmville's been around a while. Farmville is probably the original
success story. Yeah.
Kelly, you're one of my favorites, and we have the same birthday, so I feel your pain.
And her name's Angela.
We're Aries twinsies. My first name is Angela.
Look at that.
It all starts with a single step, Kelly.
So, Kelly.
You can do it. I have faith in you. You can do it.
Angela, do you support me in waiting until Tuesday after Labor Day?
Yes, I'll support you in
Thank
that.
You.
Because at least you can get it out of your system. But then once you quit, like, believe me, for real, after like a week or two, you're like, oh, wow.
I hate Tuesday. I might call in sick on Tuesday.
No. Thank you, Angela.
You know why.
All right, so don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed if you see Kelly this weekend playing.
You won't see her. She's going to be home.
All right, tune in on Tuesday to hear Kelly Raspberry officially quit Candy Crush, Soda Crush, Annie Crush.
My daughter will be happy.
She'll delete the app.
It really makes her
angry. Her phone on
Tuesday.
The air.
She promised it to her.
I didn't.
So you promised it to Angela.
I asked her if she supported me in that.
No. Angela's your birthday twin and name twin.
No, Angela did support her in that.
Yeah.
And I support you in that. Burn yourself out till Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Tuesday. Tuesday we got Kelly quitting Candy Crush and beat the bank.
Oh, boy.
Twice a day, you can win up to $1,000.
Big day.
Big day, Kelly. All right, get ready. You have till Tuesday to play your Candy Crush.
All right.
And then we're going to push down on those things, make them shake, and hit X. Gone forever.
And now that makes me so... You don't understand how sad that makes me.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we got a couple movies coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they worth our money? We don't know yet. That's why we got to talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. She'll let us know because she tells nothing but the truth. Hi, Gray.
That's right. Nothing but the truth. So help me God and cinema.
This is that rough time of year, huh, Gray?
Gray, do you tend to... Do you tend to eat more in movies if they're good or eat more popcorn if they're bad?
That's an excellent question. I bet she's never been asked.
Let's see. I eat all the time, no matter what the quality.
Okay.
But when things get tense, I eat way more, I have to say. So I'm more of an intense food eater.
Favorite movie food?
Popcorn and Raisinets
Or you eat a little bit of the Raisinets first and then put the popcorn in your mouth and it all jumbles up in your mouth. Because you put it in the popcorn, it all settles.
Right.
And my boyfriend gets none.
That's right.
Do you put butter in the middle, mid-bag?
I do just butter on the top and give myself a little present and then take the present away and remind myself that it wasn't real butter anyway, so I shouldn't be crying about it.
True. My problem is I eat it all during the previews, and by the time the tense part of the movie happens, I'm out.
Oh, I chew the seeds.
Oh, yeah.
I break a tooth on it.
Gray, is there anything to watch when we go get popcorn this weekend?
There are a couple things to watch, but mostly let's talk about the popcorn selections at your local store.
Right.
First, let's talk about actually the week's best popcorn flick, okay, which is The Transporter Refueled.
Okay.
No Jason Statham, Gray. I'm out.
Yeah, no, I respect that, and I think you're a woman of discerning taste, because this new dude is in it, and he is relatively inoffensive. Like, I can't even remember his name. I'm the worst critic in the world.
Oh, wow.
But that kind of shows you the effect that he has, right?
Yeah.
He's an incredibly nice guy, I have heard, and he knows how to do some stunts. That's saying something.
So he does come from a martial arts background like Jason Statham?
Well, he can hold his own. Let's put it that way. Because this movie, it's the same character, okay? Mm-hmm. Frank is back. But this time, no Jason Statham, like you've said. So essentially, this is like a Doctor Who character, right? Mm-hmm. Any actor could play him. And he has retired from the very dangerous life of transporting mysterious packages for sometimes unsavory characters.
Okay.
He doesn't belong to that life anymore, but he gets pulled back in. Does it sound familiar at all?
Yeah, of course.
A bit.
I bet you a woman has something to do with it. A really pretty woman.
You know it. You know she does. It's always us ladies that be getting men to do stuff like transport dangerous packages and rob banks and crap.
You're the root of all evil.
Truly, Big Al, you are correct once again.
Thank you.
So, this time he's not so much transporting things as he is involved in a heist. So they're trying to change up the formula just a little bit to make you forget that Jason Statham's not in this one.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work. This is a movie that it feels like just one long action sequence, and that's fine. Just be prepared. Don't expect any kind of, like, charming one-liners, Jason Statham-esque. This one's a little different. It's a little watered down. It doesn't yet have a score because critics haven't turned in their reviews, but if I had a crystal ball, I would predict that this one would probably be rotten.
Oh
man, it looks pretty intense.
I thought the trailer was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes. Once again, one long action sequence. There's nothing wrong with that. But did they do anything new with this topic? No. They just got a new guy.
All right.
And the actor's name, Gray, is very Hollywood. Ed Skrein.
Ed Skrein. Skrein.
Yeah. You know what? Kiss your mother with that mouth.
Ed Skrein. Okay, Ed Skrein, the new heartthrob to keep your eye out for.
Down the street.
Good-looking dude.
He is cute.
I'm just going to keep referring to him as that dude in the suit.
Not Statham.
What else do we have out this week?
Well, we have more white guys being crazy this week because two old men, by the way, who I respect very much but are very old, are just walking around in the woods, and that's the name of the movie, A Walk in the Woods.
Just walking in the woods, huh?
Yeah, I've seen the previews for this, and the one-liners in the previews are so bad.
Really?
I'm wondering if that's all the movie has to offer.
Yes.
Oh, terrible.
You know what? No, I get no joy in reporting that this movie's goofiness sometimes does not work.
Yeah.
There was a movie that came out last year in the award season time starring Reese Witherspoon called Wild.
Yeah.
And in that film, Reese Witherspoon alone walks the Pacific Trail and by herself again. And this time it's Nick Nolte and Robert Redford walking together on the Appalachian Trail. And I was hoping for a film that had like some kind of emotional resonance, you know, because it's these two very good actors. And
it didn't really have that. It didn't seem to know if it wanted to be a comedy or if it wanted to be a drama, so it did a little of both. And here's what I will say. Those two excellent actors walking around the woods being alternatively dramatic and goofy is a lot better than most films out there.
Okay. Okay. How far did they walk in 2 hours?
It felt like an eternity of miles. Mm. Yeah, it's currently rotten on the tomato meter, but it's close to fresh. It could change any minute, but right now it's about 55%.
All right, so we still have slow weekend this weekend at the movie theaters, but it's coming right around the corner, right, Gray?
Yeah, you know what? This is Labor Day weekend, which is traditionally a very low attendance weekend for movies.
Yeah.
Because everybody's out having barbecues, and I tell you what, I can't really encourage you to come inside to a movie theater instead of enjoy that lovely barbecue. Not this week.
Stay outside.
Yeah, maybe next
week.
You
got it.
That's Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com right there. Thank you so much for joining us again, Gray.
You got it, guys. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you.
You too. Have fun.
Thanks. You too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.